to dive into some things that that we need to talk about regarding what has transpired. I don't have all that many headlines. We do have some videos, but what we want to do is cue this thing up. And before I show you some things, I want all of you to realize, please, don't let this moment pass. No matter what happens, no matter how it goes, one thing is certain. This weekend was an extremely historic weekend in the history of man. And that is not an exaggeration. In fact, maybe that might even be conservative. Many of you are not aware of the fact. Many of you have been born after 1979. But what happened yesterday and Friday, I should say, is something that people didn't expect to see in their lifetime. I hope you caught it. I hope you wrote it down. I hope you pulled out your Bible, for example, and maybe turned to Jeremiah 49 and wrote down the date. The date is significant. We'll see this in a moment. But there's a lot of people in the world today that are now in a state of shock and panic. Why? Ask yourself this question, why? Why would there be people around the world in a state of shock and panic? Think about this. Be thinking about as to why people have been dancing in the streets of nations. Nations. Why? Nations around the world. Why? Why would there be people dancing in the streets of Los Angeles, in Irvine, in the other states? Why London? Why are there people dancing in South America and in South Africa? Why are there people, why do they care about what just happened in Iran? It's very important that you answer this question, because you're going to need to talk to your friends and family about what's going on. And so I want to cue this up, and I have to tell you, I pray for God's leading. We are going to have a conversation today. I mean, it's pretty much a monologue, but I want to feel like it's a conversation. I'm going to ask you to put your eyes to the screen, if you would. And I'll be interrupting these to make a comment. Okay, pause this. Do you guys recognize this? It's the only 7-star hotel that I know of anyway in the world. Don't worry, I've never stayed there. I think a junk room there. I think the little tiny little overnight room is $10,000 a night, I think. That's in Dubai. That is in Dubai. And what does Dubai have to do with Iran? Other than it's in the region, why would Iran attack Dubai? You know, Iran attacked Dubai. Did you know that? So wait, Pastor Jack, you mean Iran attacked the United States and or Israel? Yes, and Dubai. Interesting. Next, let's keep going.
Demedim buraya vuracak.
It was an Iranian drone, by the way, that did this, flew into the building. There's some other footage that's pretty graphic. Keep going. There you go. That's an Iranian drone, and that is hitting Bahrain. Can you pause the video? Bahrain. Why would Iran attack Bahrain, a fellow Muslim nation? Think of it. Think this through. Dubai, Bahrain. What's going on? Roll the tape. Over Tel Aviv. Of course, this makes sense. Iron Dome failed at that moment. You can't get them all, but some Israelis have been killed. You know that? But, you know, that is the target, by the way, is the United States and Israel, in that order, mind you. If you know anything about Islam, the first target, though you may not think so, is the United States. It's always been that way, and Israel. So Tel Aviv is still, as we are in this room here this morning, Tel Aviv is still under tremendous amounts of rocket and missile threat. Next video. So this is Kuwait. Kuwait Airport. Who attacked Kuwait Airport? The Iranians. Why would Iran attack Kuwait? They're attacking their Muslim brothers, are they not? Why would they be doing this? Why would they be coming against and launching from Israel to attempting to hit U.S. Navy and all, which they did succeed so far a little bit, where they, we'll see soon, I don't know what order these are in, I forget, but did you guys know that the Iranians, they did strike the 5th Fleet, the U.S. Naval 5th Fleet headquarters, and we're still waiting to hear accurate reports if anyone was killed or not. We know that as of this hour. I think this number is going to go up, but we know right now officially from CENTCOM that there have been 3 U.S. military personnel that have been killed so far. Roll the tape.
Quickly.
This is...
Let's move quickly. Oh,
so this
God.
Is the... This is the Palm
there
Hotel.
No people there.
In Dubai, and again, striking and hitting Muslim countries. Next, let's see what we got. Okay, this was that's the United States getting hit. That's the U.S. 5th Fleet headquarters getting struck, and it was a direct hit from what we've been told. We'll see. A lot of fog still regarding information, but they did strike. The 5th Fleet headquarters there. Keep going.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome
okay,
to
pause.
CCTV. This is your
pause. I don't know who this guy is, so I don't. Maybe he's a very bad guy. Maybe he's a good guy. I don't know who he is. But this guy, I had to watch this guy. He's got a bazillion subscribers. That doesn't mean anything, except I love his attitude about what you're about to see, because this is what you're seeing. If you talk to people that have Persian background, Persian blood, this is by far the attitude. You guys all know this? Did you know that when I was telling you a moment ago, why would Iran attack these other Muslim nations? I set you up to tell you this. A wee little faction of Iranian leadership was punching the buttons to launch these rockets. Don't think that the Iranian people are behind all of these other attacks. Iran, the Persian people are controlled by the vast majority of the Persian people are under the heel of a handful of religious leaders. Ever since 1979, Islam has ruled in Iran. That was not always the case. You've just grown up knowing this because that's what you've grown up under or hearing about as Americans. Iranians, you got to remember when you read your Bible, they're Bible people. I mean, they're in the Bible. Persia. That's what Iran is. Persia, when you read your Bible. Persia. By the way, Daniel tells us that in his great vision that he saw, and that as he was praying and seeking God in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel tells us that the angel comes and delivers an answer to him, and the angel says, I've been at war in the atmosphere with the prince of Persia, and Michael came and helped me, these are archangels, so that I might bring to you your answer. By the way, this is freaky, you guys. the angel tells Daniel, the moment you began to pray, God's answer went forth. I was sent to bring you the answer, but it took me 21 days to get here. Are you hearing me? In the spiritual realm, there is warfare in battles that in that particular case, the angel was withheld from getting the answer to Daniel because of spiritual warfare. That's an insight into the spirit realm that you may or may not want to know. So what kind of powers, principalities, are over these realms right now? They're ancient, folks. They're ancient. One of my goals this week, we'll see what happens, but I've got traveling to do, and I've got you to do, and a lot of media to do. But one of the things I want to make sure that I do is to get people off the geopolitical narrative of these nations at war and talk about how Iran, all of this that's transpiring is based upon a religious ideology. It's the belief in a cult system that says this is what they must do. More on that in a moment. Let's go back to this young man.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 2C TV. This is your global news channel, Amaya 2C, and we have some breaking news. Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, or Ali the Mouse, Mush Ali, has been eliminated by the U.S. and the state Israel.
Listen.
And there are celebrations as we speak across Iran, but also across the whole world by the Iranian diaspora and, of course, all those who are pro-life and freedom.
Did anybody hear a word that he just used? Say it again. He used the word diaspora. Diaspora means those that were living in Iran, but were driven out of Iran. He said, we're going to take a listen about and from the diaspora of Iran. I don't know anything about this man, but he knows that since 1979, millions of Iranians have left that country fleeing for their own lives to live in other countries like America. By the way, California in the United States, California has the largest Iranian population in the United States. That's why Bel Air, Hollywood, that's why they're all dancing yesterday. He used the word, I don't know if he even realizes it, is a word that is described in, the action of the word is described in Jeremiah 49. Are we looking at Bible prophecy? We shall see, but roll the tape.
And of course, on this channel, 2CTV, we give a special thank you to Uncle Donald, President Trump.
Rewind that. You guys, what did he say? You didn't even hear what he said. Listen, try to contain yourself.
The Iranian diaspora, and of course, all those who are pro-life and freedom. And of course, on this channel, 2CTV, we give a special thank you to Uncle Donald, President Trump. Thank you, sir, and thank you to the U.S. military, who, by the way, carried out this swift and decisive action with zero casualties for the Americans. God bless America and God bless the president. Now, on a more personal level, of course, my 37 years in this world, every single minute was to fight for freedom. And of course, the battle started in Iran. Ali Khamenei has fallen. Iranians abroad are also out celebrating. This is, I believe, in London.
London.
Here we go. Now. Absolute scenes across the world. Also, there is a...
In this really flat.
Get the updates now from Tel Aviv. We still have our live feeds, by the way, the live cameras that we have from across the region. Qataris have now joined the defense against the IRGC. The former friends of the Islamic Republic, the state of Qatar, are now intercepting missiles coming from Iran. Iranian kids in schools were also celebrating throughout the day. Let's go to see this. He's saying we're in the middle of the exam. They were in the middle of a test, and then they heard the missiles. They're all excited.
So that obviously that's just a very, very small clip. But those are the people that were in country, other than London, as you can imagine. But those kids dancing in the streets. President Trump had made the announcement. We have now given you Iranian people the opportunity to take back your country. You have to remember something. Even though CNN is screaming that Trump promised to never be involved in regime change, this is not regime change. This is removing the obstacles so that the people can pick their leadership. That's not regime change. They have to pick. Maybe they won't do anything about it. I doubt that. 90% of the Iranian population did not want to be under religious rule in the tyranny of Islam. Okay, so we'll see what happens. But it's quite remarkable. I would be very careful right now to watch who says what about what just happened. Who says what about what just happened? For example, did you know that all but one Democrats in the United States, Congress, Senate, all Democrats have condemned these actions by Israel and the United States, and they have been ordered by Chuck Schumer to return back to Washington, D.C. to figure out how they can bring charges against Donald Trump or somehow overrule his actions regarding what just took place in Iran. Let me tell you something right now. You want to have Democrats removed from the face of the earth? Bring over some Iranians right now, and they would take care of the Democrats. They don't care. Listen, and by the way, don't think I'm being partial or political. A bunch of Republicans have lost their minds also. Okay, the whole group makes me sick. The thing is this. When a country's liberated and they're rejoicing from tyranny, who? The man who was the supreme leader is on video and tape. You can read it and listen to him say, we should thank Allah for creating animals for our use, animals for our consumption, animals for our pleasure. And the chief among the animals for all those things for us is Allah having created women for us. He said women are God's creation of animals for us to enjoy. Oh yeah, come on everybody. Come on America. Come on, white middle class American women in the United States who are embracing Islam. You understand what you're embracing? Islam, an ideology, a teaching that says women are animals, and you have been created by the God of Islam only for our sexual appetites, and you are an animal. Wake up. Wake up. Absolutely sick and insane. All these young kids walking around campuses embracing Islam as though it's some sort of vogue, cool thing. They have no idea what they're talking about. They're viewed as animals. Can you imagine? And the sick, demonic thing is that there's feminists who are cheering on Islam in America, while the people who are under Islam in the Middle East are trying to get out of it. You got to remember, Islam is relatively new, folks. It came around late 600s, early 700s. Got to remember that. Let's roll this.
Well, Iranians around the world have been taken to the streets to celebrate, in some instances, following US and Israeli strikes on Iran. Iranians in London were heard chanting, "Long live the King," while waving flags from the pre-1979 Islamic Revolution. Similarly, in Los Angeles, thousands of Iranian Americans danced and waved flags, calling these strikes a liberation.
My reaction to this attack is excitement and hope for the Iranian people, for freedom and democracy in Iran. As you can see, the atmosphere is almost like a party.
I think that it was the only option left because I believe people inside of Iran had no other choice. They were literally begging for help. They wrote it on walls. They put it all over. They needed this to happen in order for them to be a secular, free Iran.
Meanwhile, locally in Melbourne's Federation Square, a few dozen members of the local Iranian community have gathered to celebrate the death of the Supreme Leader.
This is basically a moment that we are hoping it's our Berlin Wall moment. We are hoping that IRGC will end. We are hoping that this is the end of them. Not just end of Khamenei, end of Islamic Republic that occupies Iran.
I just feel like crying out of happiness. And I'm so happy.
I know that the Islamic Republic already had decided who would be the successor to him. Reportedly, it is going to be Larijani. And they already have decided successors to other heads of the government and heads of judiciary and everything. So the fight is not over. The regime has not fallen yet. But this is a very, very big step in the right direction.
Yeah, she's exactly right. She is exactly right. I think that's it. So put your eyes to the screens on this one. I'm going to show you why. And I got to tell you guys, honestly, I do not know. I've got to find out. Maybe I'll never be able to find out. So Benjamin Franklin said that God governs in the affairs of men. By the way, he lifted that doctrine right out of the Bible. The Bible says that there is no kings or judges that rise up or come down without God doing it. Did you know that? Listen, no matter what your political persuasion is, that God gave us, for whatever reasons, presidents like George Washington, presidents like Lincoln, presidents like Barack Obama, presidents like Joe Biden, all for a reason, presidents like Donald Trump, all for a reason. It's not for you. It's not for you to argue with God. We are to do our part, but God does his business. It doesn't mean we sit things out. We always do the right thing. That said, there is not a person on the planet, certainly not in any one of the political parties in America, that have had the influence and the guts and the resolve that Donald Trump has had. There's no doubt about it. No one could have done this. I'm a Ronald Reagan guy. Reagan could not have done this. How is it? You've got to admit that from going down the golden elevator, that which we all thought was a stunt, he turned out to be the most loved American president in the Middle East that this nation has ever had. Did you hear what I just said? If you want to get beat up, go to Israel and say something bad about Donald Trump. And apparently, if you go to Iran now, say something bad about Donald Trump, and you might get beat up. And it was U.S. forces that were protecting Qatar, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, this last weekend, against Iranian attack and missiles, as well as doing the best we could with Israel. Why this weekend? We know this, that the strike, the war was supposed to begin later. Some people assumed that the war was going to begin. I had texts from personnel saying, it looks like we're going to be going in on Tuesday. Tuesday to come. Why is it? Tuesday's just another Tuesday, unless it's the end of Purim. In Israel, they're celebrating this weekend, and it will end on Tuesday, the Feast of Purim. Anybody know what Purim's all about? Have you ever heard of a woman by the name of Esther? Yes. Do you remember a guy by the name of Haman? Do you remember that she had an uncle or cousin called Mordecai? Do you remember that she was a queen to the leader? And do you remember that Haman had devised a plot to exterminate all the Jews? And on the day that it was supposed to happen, that plot fell upon Haman and he was hung from the gallows that the Jews were supposed to hang from? That's in the Bible, folks. And the Jews have celebrated that ever since, and it's called Purim. In fact, they make little, what we call tricorn hats in America. They're like this. They make pastries this weekend. Now, as you sit here, remember, it's almost Monday. Almost Monday there in Israel. The smell. I've been in Israel in Purim. Have you ever driven by a bakery? The country smells like a bakery. All the homes are baking little pastries because it symbolizes Haman's hat. They wore these tricorned hats and they eat the pastry. Think about the symbolism of this. They're eating Haman's hat because that's all that's left that they can remember of him. He's the guy that plotted our demise, and we celebrate by eating his hat. That's fun. That's cool. By the way, did you know why the French have the croissant? What did I just say? Croissant. What's with the croissant? Who said that? Say it again. Islam. What in the world does the French have to do with the croissant and Islam? At the Battle of Tours, and by the also the victories led by Charles Martel, when they defeated the Muslims in the invasion of France, question, what were Muslims doing invading France? They defeated the Islamic forces, and the French celebrated by taking the lead from the Jews of Purim and baking the crescent moon that sits upon a mosque and making it into a pastry and eating it just like the Jews eat the tricorn hat. I bet you'll never eat a croissant the same. Remarkable, right? So listen. Israel deeply embedded within the Iranian leadership. Did you hear what I just said? There was a meeting called by the Grand Supreme Leader, Khomeini. They went into the meeting, 40 of them. The meeting was announced to Israeli leadership. Hey, just FYI, they're all in the same room. Israel decided, we're not gonna wait. We go now. I think about the military prowess and ingenuity to change your plans, to be able to be flexible enough to change your plans on such a massive scale. Okay, hey, you guys, you know where we're gonna go a few days from now? We're going now. 30 bombs were dropped in that meeting, and I'm not talking F-bombs, I'm talking about big bombs. And there's 40 guys and 30 bombs, so Israel left the tip a little bit extra. And they're all vaporized, and the head of the snake was cut off. And that's world history. That's world history. Why? God had a different plan, folks. This is the month of February. Well, not now, but the other day it was. This is March. February, this is the beginning of this weekend. Did you know Islam goes from a different calendar? Did you know that? So, by the way, so do the Jews. We use the pagan calendar. It's pagan. It doesn't matter. If the meeting was called by the Iranians and it had to move up the strike of Iran, of Israel, and Israel calls the U.S. and says, by the way, we're going in. Wow. Remember, God governs in the affairs of men? So It just so happens, in fact, let me go ahead and put the calendar up on the screen. You guys, the leader was killed on Saturday. All right? Saturday was the year 1407 for Islam. Okay? You can look at the Gregorian calendar. It's 2026, February 28th. Do you see this? It was the ninth month. It was the ninth month of Islam. The Iranian leadership was killed on the 11th day, 9/11. Not 9/11 on our calendar, not 9/11 on the Jewish calendar, but 9/11 on the Islamic calendar. Who planned this? I think God planned it. I mean, you gotta let that sink in for a moment, because you're talking about a people who are really big on symbolism and dates. And then I gotta wrap this up because we have to get into the book of Romans. But listen, here's the thing. We'll be keeping you updated, but I wanna say a few things before we end this. 9/11 is significant because we were attacked on September 11th, 9/11. September 11th, 2001. For those of you who do not know, that day in history had to be a day that Islam attacked its enemies. Whatever enemies, it's irrelevant. And I'll tell you the reason why. Did you know that we know for a fact by the devotions and instructions that were discovered after the 9/11 attackers in 2001, that Osama bin Laden had ordered the attacks upon the United States for September 11th, 2001. In Islam, when they have a day that is a day that they are defeated, they have to reclaim the day for glory. The March attacks in London, when Islam attacked England, those were significant ancient dates to Islam. Are you hearing me? You say, I don't believe it. Who cares what you believe? Seriously, nobody cares what you believe. It's what they believe. They didn't ask you, can I believe this? This is what they believe. And Osama bin Laden gave them keen instructions. If you cannot pull it off on 9/11, then it's off. It cannot be on September 10th. It cannot be on September 12th. It had to be on September 11, 2001, because in 1683, at the gates of Vienna, Austria, the Muslims were invading Austria. Question, what were Muslims doing invading Austria? They attacked, and under the leadership of the King of Poland, they defeated the Islamic forces at the gates of Vienna on September 11th, 1683. Osama bin Laden said, we got to get that day back. I don't know anything about this, but this is not only a bizarre coincidence, but the 9/11 date is not on a pagan calendar that's not recognized exactly by many people in the world, but it's on their day. Coincidence, funny, strange thing, odd, God, I don't know. But here's the reason why it's important. Jeremiah 49, were you here Wednesday night? Wednesday night? I've become a rock star since Wednesday night. And I don't even play the guitar. That message, after what happened, that message has gone around the world crazy. There's been people that have been, broadcasters and podcasters have cited the message. Real quick, Jeremiah 49. Watch carefully. Everybody, you listening? In Bible prophecy, there is what's known as the near and far fulfillment of Bible prophecy. This is the way God has engineered it. Near and far. Context, everybody, context means everything. Context defines the meaning of a verse. You with me? If you don't study the Bible in context, you will become a cult member. I'm not kidding. That's how you create a cult using Bible. You pull one verse out of context and you create a cult. And they knock on your door. Or they ride away on 10-speed bicycles. Building things out of context. By the way, there's a lot of Christian cults too. Bizarre Christian cults that believe that Jesus died on the cross for their sins and rose again from the dead, but boy, are they off on everything else. Why? Because they've yanked scripture out of context. Keep it in the context. For the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam. Elam was a region of what is the Persian Empire, or today Iran. Elam, Iran, Persia, same, same. Capiche? In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, timestamp, that's important, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam. I will render Elam unable to, what do you do with a bow? You launch things from a bow. Bow is referred to and believed to be the strength of power. The strength of your bow to launch your weaponry. I will break the bow of Elam, the foremost of their might. Interesting. I don't want to push this too far, but did Iran have a Air Force that's feared? Nope. Do they have a Navy that's feared? Nope. Do they have an infantry that's feared? Nope. The only thing and the only reason why the rest of the world, including Israel, feared them was because they had capabilities to use their bow to launch their missiles. Interestingly enough, the reason why they were disarmed the other day is because they had, oh, this is so great. They were telling at the talks in Geneva, we will never, listen, go research this. And don't believe a word I'm about to tell you. Go find it out. They're telling the negotiators in Geneva, we will never build an atomic bomb. We agree with you. It's all good and fine. Then the Khomeini, the same, within 2 days of that statement, maybe less, spoke to the nation in Farsi, and he said, we're telling them that, but we will not stop until we have a nuclear bomb. He said that this week. Wow. So watch this. The foremost of their might against Elam. Let's call that a nation or a nation state. I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven or the four corners of the earth, same speech, and scatter them, who? The people of Elam. Scatter the people toward all those winds. There shall be no nations where the outcasts of Elam will not go. Something's going to happen in the land of Elam that is going to cause the people to go to the ends of the earth. They're going to flee. Folks, history shows us they never fled. They never went to the four corners of the earth in human history. They never went to the ends of the earth. But watch what happens. It says that, for I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before those who seek their life, I will bring disaster upon them. That's specifically Elam, not the people who fled. Elam. My fierce anger, that's judgment, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. I will set my throne in Elam. My authority. This is God speaking. I'm going to set my authority in Elam. I will destroy from there the king and the princes. Are you sitting down? We now, Israel has confirmed that the heirs to the throne of Khomeini, they were all killed. His sons were all taken out. The princes are gone. Says the Lord, but it shall come to pass in the latter days. That's a timestamp. Whatever we're talking about, it's going to be something we must deal with in the latter days. We're talking about something in the last days. I will bring back the captives of Elam. Where did they go, church? Respond, please.
Los Angeles.
To the corners. Lee says Los Angeles. True. But Australia, England, Johannesburg. They went everywhere. When? Listen, watch. When did they go? When in all of their history, when did the people of Elam, when did the Persians pack up and leave in the millions? When did they flee? When was that? February 11th, 1979, when the Shah was captured or taken down, I should say, and the Islamic Republic was established, the rule of Islam over the Iranian people, they fled to the four corners of the earth. It's never been recorded before until 1979. I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. Folks, that is a tremendous statement. Is that what we're watching? Is that what we're seeing? We'll see. We shall see. But that prophecy has never been fulfilled. Not in total. And then, of course, we need to hear from just a sweet word from our good friend Charlie Kirk. Yeah, listen carefully.
What do you actually know about Iran? Persia was a great power, and then Iran took a turn for the worst. Interestingly enough, there was the Shah of Iran, and then the Shah was displaced by Mossadegh. Mossadegh was democratically elected. Now, to be very fair, the United States and Britain got rid of Mossadegh, and then we reinstalled the Shah. Bad decision, which then led to the Iranian Revolution, where radical Islam took over Iran. Look at some of these pictures of what Iran used to be. It was wealthy, it was proud, it was strong. The Persians are wonderful people. Some of my closest friends are Persians. And I love the Persian people. And we should have a heart for the Persian people to try and have a better future. Regime change is very difficult to talk about. I actually don't like talking about regime change. It's very complicated. But understand that there can be brighter days ahead for the Iranian people. And just look at some of these pictures of how beautiful Iran used to be, how beautiful Tehran used to be. And it's very easy to kind of sit in your Western armchair and be like, oh, Israel's terrible. Well, you were able to enjoy free speech rights and a lot of rights here in the West that Iran used to have. And if you are serious about actually protecting human rights, you should want to make Iran Western again.
That's great. That's great. So be in prayer. Our Navy's got to get out of those two choke points unscathed. Russia is underwater there in submarines. So is China. It's important that we keep praying. We need to pray. Get your families together every night and pray for the Lord to watch over this nation and to bring salvation to all involved. But I have to tell you, and I don't want to alarm you, but I want to exhort you. In the events of what happened just this weekend and what is still transpiring, now the danger is at home. If you see something, say something. Report something. If you see something that causes you to think, that's not exactly right, call 911 or contact authorities. There's a lot of anticipation by law enforcement that things could go very, very south on U.S. soil and other Western countries in a post-removal of this leader. Are you guys hearing me? I hope you have a way as Americans of defending yourselves. Because if things go off, our police officers and our military can only handle so much. This is the United States of America. We've been given the God-given right to defend ourselves against enemies, foreign and domestic. Remember that. It's not a happy thought. But right now, the Persian people are going to have to do that exact thing. They don't have a Second Amendment, but they're going to be having to act like they have one as we sit here in our creature comforts. May God have mercy on us. Amen.